am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. I am God's child. Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Save the children. Stop the violence. Save the children. Down with dope. Up with hope. Down with dope. Up with hope. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Let me hear you scream like you mean it. Oh, come on, Bruce. Is it just enough for the 16-hour doo-doo? Put your hands together. Put your hands together.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? It's a live show. Yeah, you betcha. Live interactive show. And what we do every Thursday at 8 o'clock, we play Jesse Jackson clips from his very popular show on the Word Network. And he is the big stud when it comes to rainbowpush.org. That's his organization. So go to the website and support this guy, you know, please. Need Jesse to be around for a long, long, long time. We're going to play clips from Jesse Jackson, and if you guess what he is saying, you get yourself a prize. And today's prize is unbelievable. It's Sam Kinison Unleashed. Sam, Randy, please. It's Sam Kinison Unleashed, a two-disc DVD pack in stores now. Includes the classic HBO special Sam Kinison Breaking the Rules and Sam Kinison Family Entertainment Hour. So if you love Sam Kinison like I did and still do, you'll want to win one of these deals. And if you don't win one, go buy one. Sam Kinison Unleashed. And I used to fly to Vegas just to see this guy. I mean, this guy is one of my favorite comics of all time. And nobody's ever really captured that audience. I think that was a unique act, and I miss that guy. Every time I hear it, man, I think, I can't believe that guy's dead. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And at 9 o'clock tonight, Jamie White's coming in. And she used to be over on Star 98.7 with Frosty and Frank. Then she was on... And she was on with Danny Bonaducci.
Bitch, we entertain!
Yeah, look at that. And we'll see what's happening with her. Be an interesting 2 hours. So, 9 to 10 o'clock tonight. I mean, sorry, 9 to 11 o'clock tonight. 9 to 11 o'clock tonight. All right, let's play the clips of Jesse Jackson. These are the clips you'll be hearing tonight. And as we play these, try to memorize them, or at least try to pick up a hint or two. And so you can also win a Sam Kinison Unleashed. All right, here are the clips for tonight. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
If God, I can go to Harvard.
Judgment.
Talking to them directly.
D word and H. Now they see somebody.
New England.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
Peace cost. You don't have war with it. If God.
Down with it.
He's throwing the most.
We used to call them God biscuits. We used to call them God biscuits.
Lifts you up, power and down.
The foreign policy that is a worldview, and he is so much thuggery.
You have no idea. Even this, I can.
Didn't have in swim pools.
Ends to catch the ball. If God.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the first clip. Good luck, everybody.
If God. If God.
All right, what was he saying here? Robert and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
If God.
If God.
There you go.
Yes.
Congratulations, dude. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a copy of Sam Kinison. How old are you?
13.
So you don't know who he is?
No, not at all.
You were not alive when he was. I think he's been dead for at least 13 years.
Apparently, my dad knows who
he
is.
Yeah, exactly. And you were one. You were a year old when I started working here. Jesus Christ! Can you give us a Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
Hopefully, your dad's not a religious nut and doesn't slap you for that. All right, hold on one sec, dude. Okay.
Yep.
All right, there he goes. Everybody, a winner. Yeah. If God.
If God. If God.
We move on. Here we go.
I can go to Harvard. I can go to Harvard. I can go to Harvard.
Chris in Commerce, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I can go to Harvard.
What do you got? Christopher. Yo. Just sitting there, huh? Doug in Covina, you're on the air.
I can go to Harvard.
Oh, I can go to Harvard.
I believe you're right, dude.
Yes, sir!
Congratulations. All right. You get the Sam Kinison Unleashed.
Thank you.
Now, you're old enough to remember him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great comic.
Yeah. Remember when he was on Married with Children?
Oh, yeah.
That episode, he's like the Al's guardian angel.
Right.
Made the lights work, he snapped his fingers.
You know, he said something, I don't know if he ever incorporated this into his act, but yeah. Somebody told me a story about him, that when he was breaking up with his wife, he was getting divorced from, I think his first or second wife, I don't know how many times he was married, or maybe a girlfriend, but she was really pissed at him. And before he went to the airport, before he checked into LAX to fly back to New York to do a show,
right?
She slid a 45 into his luggage.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, into his carry-on. So obviously he missed the flight and had to do some speed rapping with the airport cops.
I wonder what happened if you did that today.
Yeah, I know. You get arrested for that.
Oh, yeah.
They would probably arrest her for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Doug and Covina gets Sam Kinison Unleashed. All right. Yeah. It's, I go to Harvard?
I can go to Harvard.
Oh, I can go to Harvard.
I can go to Harvard.
All right. We move on. Here we go.
Judgment.
All right. He bails out on the first word. All right.
Judgment.
George in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Judgment.
I repeat that for me, Tim.
Judgment.
Man, I cannot understand a word.
Where are you?
I'm working right now. I'm working in a restaurant, but there's a lot of noise back here.
And what do you do in that restaurant?
I cook.
Oh, that's cool. So you got it on in the kitchen.
Yeah, but I'm taking a little break right now.
Yeah, what restaurant?
It's called La Buca.
Italian?
Yeah.
Any good?
I think so.
Well, and are you from Italy? What part of Italy are you from?
No. I'm not Italian.
What are you?
Mexican.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, Babo, I'm sorry you didn't win here. But we'll play it for you again. Here we go.
Judgment.
No, I'm sorry, Tim. Thanks so much, though.
All right, dude. You know we're going to give you a one anyway.
Thanks a lot.
Do you like Sam Kinison?
Yeah, I do.
All right, hold on 1 sec, buddy. You're working your ass off cooking food all day. Hold on 1 sec. We'll give you one. Where is this restaurant?
It's on Western and by Western and Melrose.
Oh, okay, nice area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful area. All right, hold on 1 second. You know that area, Gina?
Yeah, that's a great restaurant. My friends actually love that restaurant.
What's it called?
Buca.
Buca? Buca?
Yeah, like mouth.
Well, there you go. That's what buca means?
I think so.
What does buca de Beppo mean, then?
Mouth of Beppo.
Mouth and foot? Mouth and pasta?
I don't know.
All right. But, you know, that's sort of typical in Los Angeles. You know, in New York, the Italian restaurant is filled with Italian waiters, and an Italian guy owns it, and there's an Italian guy cooking. And there's an Italian guy who's a busboy. But out here, I worked at a restaurant in the San Fernando Valley called DeMarco's, I think it was called. But it was a Mexican cook, a white waiter, a Japanese busboy, and a black owner. So it was the United Nations of Italian food. Not one Italian in the whole place.
Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go.
Judgment.
Let's talk to Art and Camarillo. You're on the air.
Judgment.
Degenerate.
No. Sorry, dude. Bad vibes.
Judgment.
Tim and Torrance, you're on the air.
Judgment.
Generate a judgment?
No. Sorry, dude.
No.
Bad vibes, man.
Judgment.
Greg and El Monte, you're on the air.
Judgment.
Generation of Jesse Mint.
No, but you know, you got the first word right. He cuts off generation. And then listen to the second word.
Judgment.
Generation Adjustment.
No, sorry, dude.
Suck it.
Henry in Palos Verdes. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Judgment.
Generate judgment.
You know, we're going to give that to him.
All right.
Yeah.
I think he's cutting off generational and then saying judgment.
Judgment.
Oh, yeah, who knows? But you got 99% of it, so you get the prize.
Yes.
And you get Sam Kinison unleashed. Yeah, you'll enjoy that, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on 1 second. And Henry and Palos Verdes, congratulations, that young man. All right, we move on here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
Talking to them directly.
Eric in Santa Ana, you're on the air.
Talking to them directly.
Is it talking to them directly?
That is exactly right, dude.
Yes, sir.
You got it, man. Sam Kinison's coming out to you.
All right, thank you.
Not Sam, but you get Sam Kinison Unleashed.
Thanks.
All right, hold on 1 sec. Very excited to get those DVDs, huh?
Talking to them directly.
Yeah, talk to them directly. Congratulations. Here we go. We move on.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
Saul in Fountain Valley. You're on the air.
Play that again for me, Tim.
No, sorry, man.
Joe in Covina.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
I have no idea.
Oh, well, I'm glad to have played it for you eight times. Danny, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
Hey, two requests. One is your daughter saying Frank Kramer here.
Oh. Frank Kramer here.
Favorite line. She's got all the inflections down.
She walks out of the house doing that all day. It's kind of weird.
And how old is she now?
She's 3.5.
Oh, my God. Okay, and the second is to be pass to the next one.
Oh, you're going to pass?
Yeah.
All right. One person gets to do that every Thursday. So we'll put Dan on hold, and there goes the free ticket. So everybody now must play. And then we'll come back to Dan with every clip and see if he can get it. Here we go. Janelle in the Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
He ruined it. Now he said somebody.
No. Please. I don't know what station you listen to there, darling. Steven in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
Oh, Babu.
Come on, Bubba.
One more time, please.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
Keyword and now they see somebody.
No.
That's a no-no.
Mike and Pomona, you're on the air.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
Ian in Costa Mesa.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
I want to say they weren't worthy and now they see somebody.
No! Got a lot of guys, a lot of listeners have to go to the ENT, man, that ear, nose, and throat doctor. Because you gotta listen carefully to what this is.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
Edgar in Long Beach, you're on the air.
The word and ace now to see somebody.
Be worthy and ace, and now I see somebody?
I think that's wrong, too. Sorry,
that's man. A no-no.
Robert in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Be word and ace, now to see somebody.
Is it a B word and H word, now to see somebody?
Ooh, wait a minute, dude. What do you got? Right, B word and H, and what is the rest of it?
And now they see somebody?
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah!
He's talking about rappers using bitch and whore.
All right.
You know?
Cool.
But I don't think whore is the H word, right?
Ho.
No.
Oh, ho. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Ho. All right.
Nice.
The W word, I believe. But anyway, congratulations, dude.
Thanks.
All right. You're going to get a 2 DVDs. It's Sam Kinison Unleashed.
Yeah, I remember seeing him in Living Color. He was a cracker.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, hold on 1 sec. We'll send this to you.
Thanks.
All right, there he goes, man. Sam Kinison Breaking the Rules and Sam Kinison Family Entertainment Hour. And both DVDs are available in one set here. It's the Sam Kinison Unleashed. So, congratulations. All right, we move on. Well, wait a minute. Let me play it again for you.
B word and H, now they see somebody.
Yeah, B word and H, and now they see somebody.
B word and H, now they see somebody.
Now they say somebody. All right, we move on. Here we go.
New England.
New England.
Jesus.
New England.
I'll give you a major hint here, okay? I believe he's cutting off the first name of the city, the first city. And there are two cities that have football teams. All right? Give you a big hint there.
New England.
One of them is a very white city, and the other one's even a bigger hint, a chocolate city. And that's not a term that I started. It's the mayor uses that term of that city.
New England.
All right, let's talk to Jimmy in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
New England.
That's it, dude.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I was just there.
All right. Where? New Orleans or New England?
New Orleans.
Oh, all right. And how was it? You enjoyed yourself?
Oh, yeah. New Year's Eve, it rocked.
Yeah. I've never been there, but I heard it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's an all-night town.
Yeah. All right. Hold on 1 second. We'll send you the Sam Kinison Unleashed.
Ah!
I can never get enough of that, man. Yeah, New Orleans, New England.
New England.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. Here we go.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
Jesus Christ.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches. We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
All right, this is going to be fairly difficult, but I understand what he's saying.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
Hey, Darren, in Illinois, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
We've seen too much baggage and britches?
You know what?
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
Wait, listen to it again. Take another shot at it. You're very close. You ready?
Go ahead.
Here we go.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
You seen too much baggage and britches?
You know what? We're going to give it to you, dude.
Yes!
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is we see too much baggy butt britches.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. Yeah, the low riders.
Yeah, those kids that hang the pants. I saw a kid the other day with the pants practically around his knees.
Needs a kick in there.
I don't know where that guy's going to get a job.
Not really worried about it either.
Jesus Christ. You know, corporate America is not into that look.
And there's not much left of corporate America anyway.
Yeah, that's true, man. All right, where in Illinois are you from?
Naperville.
Where's that?
About half hour west of Chicago.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, well, congratulations on Obama, man.
Sweet. Yeah, well, hopefully you can live the dream.
Yeah, good times. All right, hold on 1 sec. We'll send you the DVDs.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Sam Kinison Unleashed. Yeah. Put this out here. It doesn't say, but go buy it. Anywhere you can find it on the internet. What he says here, he says, we've seen too much baggy butt britches.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
I've never heard that term before, baggy butt britches.
We've seen so much bag of butt britches.
That's pretty cool. All right, here we go. The next clip, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Peace cost, you don't have war with it. Peace cost, you don't have war with it. Peace cost, you don't have war with it.
Ellen in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Peace cost, you don't have war with it.
Peace cause we don't have war with it.
Exactly right.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. You a single woman?
Yes.
You are.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
What a guess, huh?
Hey, F you, Tim.
How long you been single?
I've been divorced for 12 years.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
And what happened to him? He off himself?
something like that.
All right, well, at least you have a sense of humor about it. All right, Sam Kinison, you remember Sam, right?
Oh, I sure do.
All right, we're going to send you the DVD set.
Thank you very much.
All right. Get a boyfriend going.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Take
whatever.
Care. All right.
Bye-bye.
It just sounded like, I don't know, man.
Jesus Christ.
A single woman with me. All right. Congratulations, Ellen. She gets Sam Kinison Unleashed. Peace because you don't have war with it.
Peace because you don't have war with it. Peace because you don't have war with it.
There we go. We move on. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710 or 888-520-9710.
Down with it. Down with it.
Donnie in downtown, you're on the air.
Down with it.
Down with it.
There you go.
Yes, sir!
You're a winner, young man.
You know what else? I was at some of the shows where he talked about the 45 going into his briefcase.
Oh, he did talk about it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I heard him say it.
Yeah. You know, he always said, I remember this line from his act. I remember actually a lot of his act. But yeah. he was talking about, you know, going to rehab, rehab for cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you know, rehab costs you $10,000.
And you get more coke than that.
And he says, no, his line was, you show me a guy with $10,000 and he doesn't have a coke habit yet.
Right, yeah.
You show me a guy with 10 grand in cash and that guy doesn't have a problem yet. All right, hold on one sec, Don. We'll send you that DVD.
Thank you.
All right, Sam Kinison, Unleashed. All right, here we go. Wait, the clip was...
Down with it.
Yeah, down with it.
Down with it.
We move on.
He's throwing the most.
George, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
He's throwing the most.
Sounds like he's strong the most.
No.
That's a no-no.
Bobby in Lake Forest.
He's throwing the most.
One more time.
He's throwing the most.
Can I get some snow?
We'll play that for you, dude. Jared,
could I get some snow?
What did he say?
Right now.
Could I get some snow?
Can I get some snow? Jared in Redlands, you're on the air.
He's throwing the most.
What he's saying is they're throwing the most, but what he meant was we've thrown them off.
No.
Second.
Anton in North Hollywood, you're on the air.
He's throwing the most.
Throwing the most?
I believe that's wrong. Leo.
No.
Leo in Los Angeles.
He's throwing the most.
He's throwing the most?
That's exactly right, dude.
Yeah!
All right.
I think he was talking about touchdowns. Was he talking about touchdowns? Yeah. He's talking about the NFL.
Cool.
So you get the Sam Kinison on DVD.
All right. Thank you much.
Unleashed, man.
All right, Jimmy.
All right. Hold on 1 second. We'll send that out to you.
He's throwing the most.
He's throwing the most. Probably talking about, I don't know, maybe Grady.
Brady.
Brady.
And that's who he's talking about, Brady.
It's Brady. Was he talking about Brady?
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Yeah, look at me, man. I don't even see the clip. Talking about him throwing the most touchdown passes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this kid. I tell you, I can do sports radio. My knowledge of that NFL. I don't know why I'm sitting here.
Jesus Christ.
We're doing sports in the morning on some station. Make $1 million a year just going over talking to guys about scores. That's this Tom Grady. I tell you, he's the best. Tom Grady.
Brady.
Oh,
Brady.
Okay.
B-R-A-D-Y.
All right, please.
Like the Brady Bunch.
All right, well, maybe you could slide over to the sports station with me and whisper in my ear. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
We used to call them God biscuits.
Let's talk to Adam in West Hollywood. You're on the air.
We used to call them God biscuits.
There you go.
Congratulations. Yeah! You sound like a straight dude.
Yeah.
You are. You live in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
It must be pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool. Drive a limo, so gotta keep
it. Oh, you do. Right. Excellent. I always thought that'd be a good idea if you're like a straight guy to live in West Hollywood, because all the gay guys' friends, chick friends, are really hot, and they're not banging them, and you are. So, I mean, if you're a straight dude, West Hollywood, I think, is the move.
We used to call them God biscuits.
All right, we move on.
Lift you up.
Amanda in the Valley, you're on the air.
Lift you up.
Lives you up?
What is it?
Lives you up.
Lives you up?
Yeah.
I believe that's wrong, but listen to it again. You got close, all right?
Okay.
Lifts you up.
Let's shoot up? I don't know anything.
That's a no-no.
All right, sorry, baby. Marty and Van Nuys, you're on the air.
Lifts you up.
There you go. Congratulations, young man.
Yes, sir!
Yeah,
lifts you up.
Or lefts you up, I don't know. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Let me take a guess here. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
6'4". I would say you weigh 265.
That's a huge bitch.
I wish.
285.
Probably equals to that, yeah.
285?
Yeah.
All right, man, I guessed it. Now, I used to work at Circus Circus in Vegas, and I could guess the guy's weight on a cell phone just by their breathing. Never gave a prize away.
Wow.
Congratulations,
cool. Thank
buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, and I mean it, man. Seems a little heavy for 6'1". 285. Watch me go before all these guys. Massive heart attack and go before everybody. He weighs 100 pounds more than I do. I went to do a chin-up today. They still call them chin-ups?
I think they're pull-ups.
Pull-ups. And I went to a pull-up today, and just hanging on the bar, not even pulling myself up, I got exhausted.
I get exhausted just putting my arms up to get to the bar.
I told that to a friend of mine, Frankie Renzulli, out in the valley. And he said, you think that's bad? He said, 50% of the time I go to, take an ass, I have no idea if I'm ever getting off that pot.
Jesus Christ.
Lifts you up.
Yeah, lifts you up. We move on. Here we go.
Powering down. Powering down. Powering down.
Jesus Christ. Nick and Westlake, you're on the air.
Powering down.
One more time, please.
All right.
Powering down.
Powering down?
No, sorry, man.
No!
Chris and Camarillo, you're on the air.
Powering down.
Hey, Jim, do you remember when Sam Kinison did the Ninth Annual Young Comedian special on how he end world hunger?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was phenomenal. Yeah. Tell he sent him U-Hauls.
Yeah, tell him to move out of the desert.
Exactly. It's going to be sad. Yeah. That's awesome. Can I hear that clip one more time?
Didn't he also say that, doesn't somebody on the crew that's filming everybody, doesn't somebody have a Snickers?
Yeah. There's so many kids. I know the film crew, you give that kid a sandwich.
Yeah, didn't somebody on the film crew have a sandwich for this kid?
Yeah,
man, that guy is classic. I gotta take one of these things home tonight and listen to it. The guy is unbelievable. He's one of the few comics where I remember so much of his act.
Oh, he's the best. Can I get an honorary DVD by any chance, please?
Probably, but let's try to get you to guess this one. All right,
you got it.
Here we
all
go.
Right.
Listen to it a couple of times. Here we go.
Powering down. Powering down.
How? Weigh him down?
No, we're going to give you one anyway.
Thanks.
Hold on 1 second. We'll send that young man a DVD. Sam Kinison Unleashed. It's actually two DVDs. So congratulations.
Power him down.
Let's talk to Renee in Norwalk. You're on the air.
Power him down.
Can you play it again?
Yes, ma'am. Here we go. Or sir. Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am.
Power him down.
Powering down.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. You get a Sam Kinison DVD set.
Great.
All right. Hold on 1 second. There she goes. Back to Norwalk, man. All right. Powering down.
Powering down. Powering down.
All right. We're going to play this next clip for you a couple of times. Come back and ask you what Jesse Jackson is saying. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to do the news. And then right after the news, Jamie White will be joining us. She used to be on Star 98.7, and now she's going to be with us tonight for a couple hours. Very controversial. Yeah, look at that. It's a radio needs. Have somebody on who has mixed it up a little. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here is the clip. When we come back, we'll ask you what he's saying. If you get it right, you're going to get Sam Kinison Unleashed. And that's two DVDs. Sam Kinison Breaking the Rules and Sam Kinison Family Entertainment Hour. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
The foreign policy that is a...
I'm going around the country. I'm trying to get as many people as I can not to get married. I promise never to get married. I've been married, and I'm just trying to help. Okay. So here, has never been married? You never been married? What's your name? Michael? Well, Michael, if you ever think about getting married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, change your life, you do me a favor, Mike? Remember this face. Because if you get married, Mike, that's going to be your
face, everyone. It's the face of every married man. He wakes up in the morning. It's the truth, man. He wakes up in the morning. He goes to the mirror. He looks in it and goes, rough! What did I do to my life?
Because you might sound crazy, say he said, is that that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on me? What?
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on me? What?
Semi-automatic weapons. That's a no-no.
110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-9710.
Prison lady percent black. You be crying the guy turned out of jail.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on me? What?
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on me? What?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And we continue here with What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? If you get it right, we'll play a clip. And if you tell us what he's saying and you do get it correct, you're going to get Sam Kinison Unleashed. Two-disc DVD pack in stores now. It includes the HBO comedy special Sam Kinison Breaking the Rules and Sam Kinison Family Entertainment Hour. So look at that. A great gift for somebody for Valentine's Day. All right, well, here's the clip we left you with. Good luck, everybody.
The foreign policy that is a...
Wait a minute. Jesse has an announcement?
Yeah, Jesse got an announcement for everybody.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
That's the Altima ALTMA 489-9410. Please move it now. You're blocking someone.
All right, there he goes.
Hey, Tim, we got another announcement.
Another one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They have a Chevy Impala, dark blue, 2203180. Please move, blocking the fire hydrant, and that is against the law. And so please move your Chevrolet before it is excised.
Excised.
The church say amen.
Excised. Here we go.
The foreign policy that is a...
Crystal and Covina, you're on the air.
The foreign policy that is a...
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, is it the foreign policy in the USA?
The foreign policy that is a...
You got most of it. The foreign policy is right, but it's not USA. Listen to the end of it.
The foreign policy that is a...
The foreign policy that is a...
It's exactly right.
Yes!
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. You're going to get Sam Kinison Unleashed.
All right.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 25.
So you don't really remember him?
No, my mom does.
Oh, yeah. Your mom will love it.
She's right here getting excited.
All right. All right. We'll enjoy with mom.
All right. Thank you.
Where's dad?
He's sleeping.
Oh, he is. Got to work in the morning.
Yep.
What does he do?
He builds cabinets.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. It's like a real skill.
Yes, he is.
All right, hold him 1 second, all right?
All right.
Send that to you. Congratulations.
The foreign policy that is a...
Yeah, the foreign policy that is a...
The foreign policy that is a...
Here we go, next clip.
Rural view and he is...
Okay. Danny, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Rural view and he is...
Hey, Tim, do me a favor and play it in the right direction. It sounds like it's going backwards.
How dare you. Come on, let's
okay,
go.
One more.
There we go.
Rural view and he is...
The rule of you and he...
Nah, sorry,
that's
dude.
A no-no.
Thank you for the phone call, but that is incorrect. Bill and Yorba Belinda, you're on the air.
Rural view and he is...
I'm sorry, I was having to move my Chevy there for a second.
Before it is excised?
It was excised. Can you play that real quick again?
Here we go.
World view and he is...
The world view and yours?
Ooh, you got the world view right.
World view and he is...
The world view and use?
No, sorry, dude.
That's a no-no.
Jack in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
World view and he is...
Hey, Big Timmy.
Hey, what's up, Jackie?
How you doing, Big Stud?
All right, man. You got this?
I got the guy, the part the guy got. Let me hear one time.
Here we go.
Worldview and he is.
Worldview and years?
No, sorry,
no,
man.
No, no, no.
All right, thanks for calling, Jack. Made your stud out there. Let's talk to Ryan in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Worldview and he is.
Worldview and his?
Ooh.
Worldview and he is.
You got, it's, and.
Well, I love Sam Kennison, man.
Yeah,
come
you know,
on.
We're going to give that to you, but it's not a contraction there. I think he's saying worldview and he is.
Worldview and he is.
But you said okay. He's, and that's fine, so you get it, man.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sam Kennison Unleashed. Congratulations. All right, hold on one sec. We'll send that to you.
Worldview and he is.
Worldview and he is.
Worldview and he is.
That's exactly what he's saying there.
Worldview and he is.
Next clip. Let's go.
So much thuggery.
I love that term, too.
So much thuggery. So much thuggery. So much thuggery.
KC in Santa Clarita are on 97.1 FM Talk.
So much thuggery.
I got it, Babu. It's so much thuggery.
There you go.
Yes,
thanks, Jimmy.
Congratulations, man.
Hey, I didn't get a. That's a no no.
That's a no no.
Let me get one more.
That's a no no.
Yeah, you guys right. Thank you.
All right, hold on one sec, KC. We'll send that out to you.
Suck it.
Sam Kennison Unleashed.
So much thuggery.
So much thuggery.
So much thuggery. So much thuggery.
That's exactly what he's saying, man.
So much thuggery.
We move on. Next clip, Jesse Jackson.
You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea.
Jesus.
You have no idea.
All right, this one's going to be tough because everyone thinks they got it, but they don't got it.
You have no idea.
All right, let's talk to Edna in the Valley. You're on the air.
You have no idea.
He has no idea.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
I thought people were going to say, he's no idea, but you got it. Congratulations, Edna in the Valley. Yeah, he have no idea, or he's have no idea.
He have no idea.
He have no idea.
He have no idea.
Yes. Congratulations to Edna. And we move on.
Evening news, I can. 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 Evening news, I can.
I think there's seven words in here. Is that right? Seven words.
Evening news, I can. Evening news, I can.
Jesus Christ. Seven words, 1 second, and I can't understand any of them.
Evening news, I can.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I hear you there, self. Brian in Orange County, you're on the air. You got any piece of this, dude?
Vicodin?
Here we go.
Evening news, I can.
Oh, man. That's hard, Timmy.
Come on, Brian. Let's go.
One more time.
Evening news, I can.
Bad vibes?
Don't got it, man.
All right, pass, man. We appreciate the call. No shame here if you don't get this one. It's tough.
Evening news, I can. Evening news, I can.
Hey, Gil in Arcadia. You're on the air.
Evening news, I can.
Oh, come on. What, give me to me one more time.
Evening news, I can.
Evening
news, I can. No.
You're stupid.
I don't think he's stupid, but Viking is not one of the words here.
Evening news, I can. Evening news, I can.
Fernando on the 5 freeway. You're on the air.
Evening news, I can.
I got no idea, brother.
Is that
help
right,
me
man?
Out a little bit. Help me out a little bit.
I tell you the seven words.
Wow.
Evening news,
okay.
I can. Evening news, I can.
Wow. All right, buddy, we're going to press on here. I can help you out, but I can't help you from scratch. You got to have a little piece of it. Shawnee, Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the air.
Evening news, I can.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
Is it, and you can be just like him?
No.
No!
Sorry, man.
Evening news, I can. Evening news, I can.
Jesus. Terrell and Bellflower, you're on the air.
Evening news, I can.
Please bring the vodka.
No. Richard and Covina.
Evening news, I can.
He's being just like him?
No.
It.
Don, you're on the air.
Evening news, I can.
Pleasing the Zaga?
No. Timmy in Arcadia.
Evening news, I can.
He's been just like him.
No. Ian in Irvine.
Evening news, I can.
Say it one more time, Timmy.
Anything this I can.
Anything he can do, I can.
Ooh, wait a minute. You're close here, dude.
Anything this I can.
The last four words are, do this, I can.
Anything this I can. Anything this I can.
Hey, listen to it a couple times here.
Okay.
Anything this I can. Anything this I can. Anything this I can.
Jesus.
He thinks this I can?
No, sorry, man.
That's a no-no.
Freddie in Pasadena, you're on the air.
Anything this I can.
Do you like Daikin?
No. Let's talk to Eddie in La Puente.
Anything this I can.
If he can do this, I can.
You know what? We're going to give that to you, dude.
All right, dude. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
As a matter of fact, we're going to give that to you because I think that's exactly what he's saying. If if he can do this, I can. How'd you
yes!
Dude, those are some ears because that's seven words in 1 second, and you nailed it.
I know. I'm pretty good, ain't I?
Yeah, you're the best, dude.
All right.
All right. You got Sam Kinison Unleashed.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on. We'll send that out to you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks for phoning. A two-disc DVD pack in stores now. You're going to get Sam Kinison Breaking the Rules and Sam Kinison Family Entertainment Hour. So if you don't win it tonight, go out and buy it. Or can you rent it?
Yeah.
I bet you can.
Yeah, like Netflix.
Yeah, or go out and purchase it. I don't know where the money goes. Maybe he had a kid or something, or his brother. Isn't his brother around?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I like that guy, too. I like that whole family. All right, here we go. Yeah, it's if he can do this, I can.
Anything this, I can.
Or if he thinks he can do this, I can.
Anything this, I can.
Jesus.
Anything this, I can.
All right, move on.
Been having swimming pools. Been having swim pools.
Okay.
Been having swim pools. Been having swim pools.
Jesus. Chris and Whittier, you're on the air.
Been having swim pools.
Hey, big stud.
Hey.
Look at you, man.
What do you got?
Hey, when are you going to bring Whitman on the show, dude?
You know, I don't know.
Come on, Babu. Bring him back.
Hey, listen, he's not on the schedule, but who knows? You never know what might happen.
All right, boss. Play it one more time.
Here we
go. I got it.
Been having swim pools.
We're having shrimp poop. I win. Come on.
Get out of here, dude.
You're stupid.
We're having shrimp poop. Jesus Christ.
Been having shrimp poop.
What a treat, man. What a low-end dinner. How about that? Taking a chick out for shrimp poop. Jesus Christ, man. Hey, you want to go out to shrimp poop? On Saturday? What do you think? Just you and I? A couple of pieces of shrimp poop?
Been having swimming pools.
Mm.
Been having swimming pools.
Alvin in Irvine, you're on the air.
Been having swimming pools.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, so can I hear what he's saying?
Here we go.
Been having swimming pools.
What, say it one more time? Pool?
Yeah, hey, we can't use that whole F word on the air. I'd love to be able to do that because I use it off the air quite often. But we can't use the big F word on the air.
God damn it.
Yeah, we can use that. That's Jack Silver, the program director, I believe. Yeah. JT in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Been having swimming pools.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Can you play it for me one more time?
Here we go.
Been having swimming pools. Been having swimming pools.
We're going to have in... Oh, I really want to win this.
Hmm.
One more time.
Been having swimming pools.
We're going to have in... We're going to have them in soon?
I think that's wrong. Can I take a guess here? You're a woman in her 20s.
I am a woman in my 20s.
You nailed it, huh? We'll give you a copy of Sam Kinison if you can sing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow from Annie.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, here we go.
Okay, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow. I love you, Scott.
There'll be sun. Just thinking about
tomorrow.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, dude.
All right, did somebody kick you in the throat when you were younger?
No.
Did we win DVD?
Yeah, all nobody right. Kicked me in my throat, but dude, thank you, dude.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Anything for you, bro.
All right, and we're going to send Scott a pair of earmuffs.
Oh.
All right, hold on, baby. Jeez, that is tough to go through life with. Oh, man, keeps the dogs out of the yard, though.
Been having swim pools.
All right, she didn't get it, but she gets a DVD. Let's talk to Bree in Montebello. You're on the air.
Been having swim pools.
Oh, man, I can't even pretend to know this. I think I need to get drunk and then call back.
Oh, Brie.
Just so I can understand this guy. I'm 20.
You can't get drunk.
I could.
No, not legally.
Not legally.
How, have you been drunk before?
Of course.
You smoke weed?
No.
Yeah, all right. All right, what do you drink?
Jaeger.
Oh, okay.
That's my boyfriend's drink of choice, so.
So your 21st birthday party is just going to be like any other day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, congratulations. You didn't win, but go get yourself a buzz if you want. I mean, I can't stop you. I can tell you it's not, you know.
I just think that's the only way I will ever be able to understand this guy.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
There she goes. They grew up early in this town. 20 years old and they're already starting to drink?
That's late in life.
Hmm.
I started drinking at 19, and people were like, what are you waiting for?
I know. I think I was drinking at, I started, you know, my grandfather would give me a couple of pops off his beer, his Strohs, back in Cleveland, and I was about 8 or 9.
You know what's weird now with the underage kids? They're all obsessed with Jägermeister.
I know. I don't know what that is.
You got to get to
I
a point.
I can't stand that stuff.
Everybody in their life gets totally bombed in Jägermeister, pukes their brains out, and then they're afraid of it the rest of their life.
All right. There he goes. Randy Wang, man, on his commentary on booze.
Been having swim pools. Been having swim pools.
Look, give me the finger, dude. F you. Sean in Phoenix, you're on the air.
Been having swim pools.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, what do you got?
There have been swimming pools?
No, but that's very close. Oh. Listen to it again.
Been having swim pools.
One more time.
Been having swim pools.
Oh, man.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, man. Thanks for calling. Merrily in Palmdale, you're on the air.
Been having swim pools.
We didn't have any swimming pools?
That's exactly right, baby.
Yeah!
Yes, we didn't have any swimming pools.
Yeah, and it's Melanie, by the way.
Oh, Melanie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Melanie, that makes more sense. All right, and how old are you?
17.
Ooh. Can we send the Sam Kennison out to somebody who's 17? I guess we can, right?
Oh, it's for my dad.
Oh, so your dad?
Yeah.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's here.
Let me talk to him.
Okay, he wants to talk to daddy.
Hello.
Hey, we're going to send these DVDs to you because she's 17.
All right, that's great.
Because, you know, there's some language in. I don't know if you've your daughter's swearing yet or not.
Oh, well, she's, you know, we used to listen to him on Stern, so.
Oh, I see, okay. your daughter use that F word yet?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Oh, she does, all right. So, yeah. So she's like my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, congratulations, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right,
you.
Hold on 1 second. We'll send that out to you. It's the Sam Kennison Unleashed. And it's a 2-disc DVD. You're going to love it. Sam Kennison Breaking the Rules and Sam Kennison Family Entertainment Hour. And that wraps up What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? The last clip.
Ends the catch the ball. Ends the catch the ball.
Ends the catch the ball.
Yeah. Ends the catch the ball.
Yeah, get Sam Kennison unleashed. All right, we're going to do the news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with the news?
Well, the Oscar nominations are out, and the Obamas engage in some unconventional lovemaking practices. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
What? We already know how they're making love?
You sure do.
Oh, ba-boom. All right, also, Jamie White is coming in about 10 minutes or so. You remember her from Star 98.7? And she's be on with Frosty and Frank.
Frank Kramer here.
Yeah, Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
And then she was with Danny Bonaducci.
Bitch, we entertain.
And then she had a run-in with Bill Handel. And I believe Don Barrett from LARadio.com. Is it possible that all five of those guys are wrong about her? All right, when we come back, we'll talk to you about Jamie White do the news with Gina Grad. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Looking back on
when I was a little nappy-headed boy. D-Roard and Ace, now they see somebody. We've seen so much bagging but riches. In my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my door? Peace cost, you don't have war with New England. We used to call them God biscuits. Even though we sometimes would not get a thing. Evening news, I can. We were happy with the joy the day would bring. Down with it. Sneaking out the back door. Hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine. Come on, I can go to Harvard. Royal View and he is powering down. Really at the back door. But though I thought I told you not to go outside. You have no idea. Live sure. New England. Talking to them directly. Run your best to bring the water to your eyes.
I'm gone. Thinking it might stop her from whipping your behind. That place don't be so good. Come back once more. Why did those days end? Where have you go? That place don't be so good. Come back once more. Why did those days end? Where have you go? Cause I love them so.
More shows like this at 97.1 FMTalk.com.